Cheers.
Cheers, brother man.
So, welcome to the red couch.
I'm finally on the red couch. I feel like I'm a person now.
You know, and we got the new setup and everything. Thank you for coming through during this pandemic.
Finally hit that level of success where I can buy the Kellogg's and not the bag cereal.
You know, I hear that. So, for the friends, for the fans out there, introduce yourself for those who, I mean, I'm sure everybody know.
Hi. My name is Haji P, or HP. I draw stuff, and I rap stuff, but mostly I teach stuff.
About drawing stuff.
I teach stuff about drawing stuff. So, shouts out to my GLOW community.
Yeah, GLOW. Yeah, and all the teachers and everybody that's affected by this horrible virus. I didn't seem sincere, but I am being sincere.
Yo, I mean, it sucks, man. The whole world is being attacked by literally cooties. It ain't safe in the streets.
Oh, with that said, rest in peace, Fred the Godson. Like, you know, not to clout chase anything, but I was a fan of his music, and I wanted to see more from him. And just, that's like the first, not the first, but I would say like the first hip-hop casualty. You know, I mean, of COVID. I mean, I know it got Scarface bad. And Scarface got health problems anyway, so that was close. And Slim Thug, he had it. Idris Elba did an album with Knife Wonder. He got it.
I didn't know he did it with Knife Wonder.
He got a single.
Is it the, like, Jamrock style? Was it Yardies? No, that was his movie, Yardie. Anyway.
Yeah.
Go on.
Anyway, so you brought up an idea of things to talk about. I will let you want to pitch it. You want
to? I don't know. I thought are you Marvel Monday or?
No, we'll get to Marvel Monday.
Okay. No, so I was talking about like the idea of creating content or being somebody kind of like on social media or just in general who has content to share and kind of all the complexities that come with that, right? Because I want to be able to put something out. Like for me, an artist. So, and I do a lot of fan work, but it's not the only work that I do. Mm-hmm. And I want to put out stuff that everybody likes, obviously, because you want people to enjoy what you do, but also want to enjoy what I do. So I do all this fan work and like my fan art gets crazy likes, right? Mm-hmm. Crazy likes. But then like my original work, I'm hitting like two. You know what I mean? So like, what does that tell me as an artist? Am I actually talented? And I know there's a level of nostalgia that comes with the work that I do. Like, do you like the characters? Do you like my artwork? Like, what avenue should I be chasing? Because obviously you want to be successful in whatever it is that you're doing. But I also want to continue to do what I like doing.
I got you. So it's like, I'll do a video and I'm like, yo, this is gonna break the internet and it do nothing. But you just end up doing some other stuff and it do game busters number.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think it's any like apparition or whatever. Like there's really no formula. So when I do draw, I'm not looking for, yo, this is gonna break the internet. Normally when I
sometimes,
do something.
No, but there's sometimes you've been working on stuff and you'll share it with us, the crew.
Yeah.
And you kind of be like, I feel like this is going to, you know.
Oh, no doubt. There's definitely pieces that I do that are like, yo, I'm hyped. And like, when other people see it, they're going to be hyped too.
Mm-hmm. And then, so are you talking about, are those the ones, and if they're not hyped, that gets you less hyped?
Yeah. Then I'm like, yo, like, I put blood, sweat, and pencil lead into this.
Yeah.
You know, and then like you know, you have this dialogue with yourself about, it's not really about what other people think, because, you know, this is my art. Like, I still love what I did, even if nobody enjoyed it to the levels that I kind of presume. Mm-hmm. Like, I still love it, but it's affecting, right? I'm putting the artwork out there because I want to, you know, climb that ladder or go down that slip and slide to success. But what's what does it mean to be a content creator?
Yeah, I mean, because I think when you brought it up to me, you said something like, I'm trying to think, like why you do it or something, I mean, or who you do it for,
Yeah,
maybe.
why do you do it? Who you do it for?
Yeah, like is it because we're inspired by #BlackAF on Netflix. If you haven't watched that,
Hashtag support everything black.
yeah, this is not an ad, but it could be for the right price. Anyway. And on that, he was just talking. He was going through the episode that's kind of inspiring this. He was going through just like, why do I do this and whatever. And me personally, everything that I've done from shows to clothing to this, I could say for me, it's almost like a natural progression of the things I do. So I'm not trying to. I'm never really trying to reinvent the wheel. I'm just maybe trying to. I might see a wheel, and I'm trying to like I can do that wheel my either a way that I like it for me, because nobody's doing that wheel for me, or I feel like what I know I can make that wheel better, and or you know so like with the content. I'm doing, especially with Red Couch, with the original IMOLT podcast. Like I felt like I was really just throwing stuff on the wall, trying to see, kind of like what you're saying. I'm just trying to see what sticks, and it's just like, but with that, it's kind of hard for stuff to stick because it's all over the place. It's you know I
It's a
got,
continuous moving target.
so I mean, but the one thing consistent is me. So it's like really trying to invest and find people who like me, and then like the stuff that I'm talking about, because it's about me finding out more about the stuff that I want to know more about, including the amount of Louis T stuff that I want to hear about.
True, but but it can also be hella restricting. Like, boom. So when I was making music heavy, and I'd like to say I had a pretty substantial career as a rapper. Like, wasn't super ballin', but I
You
wasn't.
rap?
I did. One, two, three. Something that rhymes with three. Anyway, neither here nor there. What I'm saying is, a lot of my mom used to tell me, like, always do something like your grandmother was on your shoulder, right? Just kind of like a little, like a moral compass. So when I would write raps, they'd be like songs that I want to write where I get like heavy aggressive, and then I retract the sentence because I'm like, yo, my grandmother would be real upset, like if I said this, right? Or like, dang, I could write this, but then like, what's the fan gonna think? And I know as an artist sometimes, and I know that now especially, but sometimes as an artist, you need to be able to push through that barrier. But like, I couldn't, and it ended up kind of some of the songs. Lauryn Hill said, I'm such a dope line, it's so poignant. Even after all my logic and my theory, I add a mother effer so you ignorant niggas hear me. And it's the truth. Sometimes you have to be that abrasive to reach a larger audience or to kind of grab the attention of the viewer or the listener. No matter
Kind
how smart, no matter how substantial the information or the content, like what are you doing to like get these niggas
like,
part?
yeah. Well, yeah. Kind of, I think Will Smith said something similar when he was talking about Jay-Z. Like, Will Smith said he didn't curse. And but he don't necessarily knock everybody that curse, because there's some people that put that period there that, you know, like Jay-Z, if he when he curse, it's the you need that curse to kind of view to pit, paint the picture that he's trying to paint, because in that picture is a motherfucker.
And it just like, dog ears, like, whoa,
Yeah.
what did you say?
Yeah.
What did you say? And I don't know, man. I think, sometimes you gotta use the right bait. Not that it is. Sometimes you just have to, you gotta be all in. You gotta be all in.
Hard to be all that, but that's what I think. That's what makes that's what makes or breaks people.
But Steve Harvey, you gotta be able to make that leap. Throw it all away and make that leap.
Yeah, but I don't know. I've looked at the clip a couple of times. I don't know if I've ever made that leap.
See, that was another thing. Like, I was in, when I was making music, I was literally at a point, right? I was at a point that if I just made the leap, I'd have been good. Like, I could have honestly said I have made it as an artist. Then, like, all of my years of education, all of the years that I put into building a good career, right? A great career, like, doing what I did in my real life. It's like, if I make this jump, all of that's tossed out the window. And I wasn't at a place to do that when I was rising so much, like in my job. Because,
Yeah. See, and I've never, it's been me the opposite. I've never had that point where I was jumped. Like I feel like with clothing, I got to a point, and I don't know if I fell off the cliff. Like I had a full-time job. I went part-time and tried to, but it just never did what I wanted it to do. And then I just got tired of it.
yeah,
You
that happens
know,
too. Yeah,
and it's one, and then and then I saw the decline because of the light, passion pushing. You think, but you get to a point where if the passion ain't there, it'll still
almost,
go.
yeah.
But yeah, and for me, I think it was actually with Shell Allen. Like when I did the Shell Allen collection, it didn't hit the way I want. Like how you're talking, like just it. Shell Allen, I put so much into it compared to some of the other stuff that I might just and in HP terms, like something I might have just doodled real quick and just threw it out there, get all this. Like me, I took my time, I had like a story, I had a news article, like everything, like it came out kind of the way I had it in my mind, and people love the story of Shell Allen. But the clothing didn't hit the way I wanted it to
Yeah.
hit, and I was like, "Well, damn, what am I doing this for?"
Yeah.
Like,
Like, what's the, like, what voice am I speaking in? Who's gonna understand the language? And I will say, like, in those regards at least, I'm starting to figure that out, where my artwork goes. Like, I know exactly who I'm talking to. I feel like the people that I'm talking to understand the language. Whoever is kind of on the outside of the circle, who's looking in, like, oh, what's happening over there? Like, if they like it and they buy into the artwork too, that's dope, and I appreciate you. Not to say that it's not for you, but I didn't expect, your patronage. So I'm more welcoming to outsiders coming in, but I also know who understands my artwork, like.
So you're saying, so the stuff you're talking about is stuff you used to feel. So
Yeah, this
you
is all. I mean, and it's still sometimes now, like, 'cause straight up. So we all know, like, Josh Saney, one of the greater, like, tattoo artists in Wilmington. My boy Zach Duff, and when I kind of put myself with them, these are all people who I talk to, kind of day to day basis. They're friends, and they are phenomenal artists. They are phenomenal artists,
Definitely.
and.
I don't know if I'm familiar with Zach, but like you said, Josh is our boy and he's dope. He did all my tats.
Yeah, but and I feel like a fraud of an artist when I'm around them, because like Zach, and just, I mean, they put in years and like study and like academically know art, and like I doodle, you know what I mean? Like, my work is essentially the same stuff that you were doing in your like 11th grade chemistry class. I think, like, I've refined a little bit, but my art is just doodles. I put big teeth on stuff. I draw pictures of butts. You know what I mean? Like, if it, like, it, but that's my, that's my thing. If it makes me laugh, or like, I'm like, yo, that's a character that I used to love, or if it's an extension of me as a person. And I think that's what I've come to learn. Like, my artwork is very much an extension of who I am. But when you're categorizing, like, what is an artist? Josh, Zach, those are artists.
Yeah, I mean, I felt with some of those, I mean, even, like, I don't even call myself, like, a content creator, like, and it's like, nah, the people that do that, like, because that's not how I pay my bills. And even with, sometimes with clothing, I mean, I got to a point with clothing, I got past that, but I know a lot of earlier stuff when I was just doing North Cat, I like, nah, that's not, nah, that's like, sometimes you try to find a word to help, like a doodler, like, oh, okay, I'll accept doodler, you know, like, and it took me a while to feel like a clothing, like a brand or whatever, like, and I mean, shoot, the reason I got to a podcast is because I wanted to do a show, I wanted a show,
right.
But I was like, especially with the first, matter of fact, when before the podcast, when we did the talking about the rap stuff, yeah. I was like, that's not really, the look of it wasn't, you know, on the level of the shows that I watch. But I was like, yo, this motherfucker Joe Budden, he got a podcast. He ain't just sitting on the couch.
Killing it.
You know, so I was like, well, and I mean, we just talking about stuff. I'm going to just be talking about stuff. So instead of, and I never even figured the name of that earlier stuff, but. And just instead of having a show, it's still a show, but just call it a podcast. And then, you know, and it's more on brand.
Yeah.
And that, like, so it's like, people are like, how you started? Blah, blah. We're like, well, this is how. This I kind of fail here.
And I think that's on brand, right? Like, yeah. On brand is such a, it's a term with wild gravity. And I think that's where you have to find... That's where you have to find your success or your status, or if you're a content creator, or if you make pudding pops for a living. Like, are you on brand? Like, or are you just kind of shooting at moving stars? I feel like everything that I do is very on brand.
I feel I'll be shooting at moving stars. But still with my brand. I mean, you know what I mean?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, all of my art doesn't look exactly the same, but, like, there's something to it that when you look at it, you're like, yo, that's Fang's piece. And that to me is what I find success in, is when somebody looks at something and they're like, yo, did you do that piece over there? Yeah, I saw it. And I was like, yo, that's definitely a Fang's piece. So I've started to like when people call me Fangs. Sounds cool, like I'm part werewolf, mm-hmm. Which is a lie that I used to tell people when I was a kid, that I was part werewolf.
Okay. Have you done a Teen Wolf yet?
I've still not done a Teen Wolf. I've not done a Teen Wolf yet. And the likelihood of that happening tonight is very high.
So by the time you watch this, you might see.
It's very possible.
I might even insert the picture because I don't know when I'm dropping this. Yeah, I mean, but I feel you because it for me, I feel like it takes me a while to get there. Because I think I have to shoot a lot. Because I know it, but I don't know. So for me, I think it... I shoot a lot till it refines to a brand, you know, because like, I mean, with this, Red Cups on a Red Couch, I know exactly, I was like, I'm taking that, this is like the next evolution of Inquisitive Mind of Louis T. Like, in Inquisitive Mind of Louis T, I used to talk to people, but I feel like sometimes you can hone in on one person because they have multiple people there, so that's why I toured at the end of Inquisitive Mind of Louis T, was doing more of a one-on-one thing, and it's just like, there's like, I just know a lot because of you. I'm about to say hella. But then I'm like, nah, that ain't me. That ain't on
See?
Brand.
See? On brand. Yeah. On brand.
But I know a ton of interesting people that have something to say or I like, you know, be able to talk to. And this is, this gives me a way to not worry about financially as much as doing a big studio show. Yeah, because it's like, then I had to justify, like, none of it really made, well, some of it did make money, but I had to kind of justify, is it important for me enough to do stuff at a studio?
Like, what's the ROI? What's the return on investment?
Yeah, you know, like, what do I feel like? And, you know, I don't know. So, be on brand. So, where can people find you at? Where can people see your stuff? I'm sure I have little things on the screen, like maybe right here.
I mean,
right here,
fam,
put it right here,
right now, while we're under right attack of the Earth cooties, you can walk to any park and see sidewalk chalk art, because it's all there is to do now. But you can, I mean, I have a website, hpfangs.com. Check my Instagram at hpfangs. I've got work at the Bryan Gallery downtown. I've got work.
Downtown where? This is not a local show.
Oh, downtown Wilmington. I think they just moved on. Market.
Downtown Wilmington, Delaware?
Downtown Wilmington, North Carolina. Downtown Wilmington, China. Also, Memory Lane Comics, which is downtown Wilmington, North Carolina. I don't know, man. There's various people are holding on to my work. And I think, but it's weird because I think I get the most hits from Instagram. I think like anybody right now.
I mean, Instagram is, I mean, if these Instagram battles haven't showed us anything, Instagram is where the people are. You know, because mm-hmm. Babyface and Teddy Riley shut Instagram down. They actually had a, like, nah, you can't get into this club right mm-hmm. now. Like, hold on, I'm on Instagram. That's my membership. Nah, 500,000 people, no more.
Yeah.
So a lot of 500,000 people are going to see Babyface and Teddy Riley. There's a lot of people there. That's at one time.
That's crazy. But yeah. I think the takeaway is, and this is not like new or like profound information, but in its application, I think it is. Like, you gotta be you. You have to be unabashedly 100% who you are. Like, if what you wanna do and put out into the world is like, I juggle bowling pins on fire and eat ice cream sandwiches, and that's what I wanna put out there, you need to be about that life.
Yeah.
Right? And not be afraid of what you are. You can't, and as difficult as it is, you can't worry about what's on the other end, who's clicking a like, or like you gotta be you and push through it. Like,
I think we've talked about this before. That's probably, we just talked about, that's probably some of our biggest hurdles is worrying about how we're perceived. Where we have some of our friends that we see down there, and they just are them, and they don't give a F. And some of the stuff we might think is corny, but yeah, they might win. But you're right. Those are the people who win.
Yeah, work over talent any day. Like, work over talent any day. That's why I like when people with talent look at people who they perceive as being talentless, sit at home like, mad, you know, yeah, crying in their pockets because you didn't put yourself out there like the cornball did.
Yeah.
Like, that's why cornballs are mad successful. Yeah. Because they're willing to be like, yo, I'm a cornball. I recognize that, but you going to love it because I'm going to keep hitting you.
I'm going to outwork you.
Yep.
Yeah, that is fact. And sure, I'm not.
Not that you're a cornball if you're successful, but you know somebody, at least know somebody who knows somebody that knows somebody who shouldn't be having what they have, but they have what they have because they work for it.
Yeah, I mean, when you have someone who has a good work ethic and is talented, I think that's when you get the GOATs like Jay-Z or someone like that.
Yeah.
So, any last things you want to do? Wrap up? Are we done?
Are
we finished? Are we done?
Daddy loves you.
California love. And so, HP Fangs, stay tuned. I'm going to try to get him to do a Marvel Theory Monday video for me. So, I don't know. I'm still trying
Marvel
to think.
Monday. Yeah. Brand. No? No.
Marvel Theory Brand. Monday. Maybe he can draw like a Marvel Theory Monday logo for Inquisitive Miles Lewis T.
Yeah, see, know. That's the hustle.
You know what I mean?
I'll maybe. Say no on camera.
Yeah. I said maybe. You know. I don't know. I'm still going to get my Kids See Fangs shirt, so I don't care. Anyway, yeah, so make sure all these HP Fang people, if y'all made it this far to the video, I should have said that at the beginning. I might throw it in the beginning. Make sure you hit subscribe. Most likely this will be on YouTube. Maybe I'll put it on Facebook later. But if you're on Facebook, make sure you go to the YouTube. If you're listening to this, you can go to the YouTube. You can find us on YouTube. IMOLT podcast, wherever you stream podcasts, Just type in IMOLT and it should come up. Follow us wherever you listen. Catch my old, if you like my old albums, listen to them on the stream. And Inquisitive Mind of Lewis T on Facebook, IMOLT Podcast on Instagram.
Oh, my bad. I was also going to say, since I brought up rap stuff, Brown Co., Brown Company, IGP, Rec League. Definitely check out Rec League. It's my San Francisco team. They're happy.
Yeah. What's the dude, one dude I like?
Richie
Cunningham.
It's Richie Cunning, Q, Derek V, Grip Grin. There's like a million of us.
But Richie is one hour. But and last year, Shalem dropped an album with a bunch of y'all. But like, was that old music?
I feel like it was a compilation of like remixes, music. Like, what's I have music that, oh, my friends rap better than yours. By DJ MF Shalem and primarily Rec League team.
Okay.
And it's called that because I believe it's the truth. My friends rap better than yours. I've said it out loud.
And that is available?
On everything. iTunes, Spotify, Music Cloud? Is that a thing? I don't even SoundCloud. Know. SoundCloud. That's the one.
I doubt it's on SoundCloud. Tidal, probably.
Yeah, definitely on Tidal.
Okay. Yeah, we're not going to get into a music conversation. Yeah. So do all that stuff. And, check out my little brother's new song out, Champion, also on all digital streaming platforms. Pop Caso. Hey, go check out the episode I did with him. Pop Caso, Champion.